This is Real Life with Lisa Jesswein on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Lisa Jesswein.
Okay, seriously, my guests today were doing jazz hands for that music. No. And they would, and it's okay if they do. You saw that I promoted this as a cosmic experience today, and I'm not kidding about that, because we have Jackie Smith and Patty Shaw. They are the authors of DIY Akashic Wisdom, Accessing the Library of Your Soul. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And you are sisters, correct?
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
No fighting then.
No. We'll be good.
We're the yin and yang sisters.
So. You know what? I'm getting that from you, which you've got to look these two up. First of all, you can go to their website, DIYAkashicWisdom.com. They also have several different websites, and we'll get into some of those. But these two ladies really are the yin and yang, because one has this gorgeous orangish red hair and purple glasses, and the other has beautiful blonde and like a tortoise shell glass. You can definitely eyeglasses. You can see how that yin yang works. Okay, so let's give them a little bit of background into the Witchy Sisters and how it all started with you knowing that you're just a little different than everybody else.
Well, I'm the witch and she's the healer. So
that would be
nice.
Jackie.
Yeah.
He's the witch.
And
Patty
so
is the healer.
We both came to the spiritual path from two totally different directions, where I was going through witchcraft and Wicca and all these really earthy things and power to the pagan. And Patty was coming from the different direction of very soft and gentle, little almost white light bubble eater.
Little new agey for Jackie's taste.
So we came to the spiritual world from two different directions, which is awesome because we haven't drunk the Kool-Aid to say this is the only thing that we believe in, but we add to each other's path. Mm-hmm. So coming to the Akashic Records was, I don't know if we came to the Akashic Records or maybe they just snatched us right out of the reality. And
there was a little kidnapping going on, but there was also me following along going, hey, where are you going? Let me check this out. I got to make sure you're okay. I'm very protective.
Working with the Akashic Records has been something that I've always done, and I didn't believe it. I didn't believe that, because when you read about Edgar Cayce and the Akashic Records, and it seems like you have to be uber gifted or go through a lot of prep and mm-hmm. meditation. And
possibly a little more odder than we are.
So who am I quoting when this came out of your book? I dismissed them. Sounded like too much work, too rigid, too lofty.
Definitely Jackie. Definitely Jackie.
So I read that part and I laughed because I don't even know what they are. I have heard of them, but like you, I was like, is that work? Is it like homework? And yeah. Do you have to have a special amount of smarts to get to those records?
I can barely meditate for more than 5 minutes unless I'm in the other room or in my car.
Okay. So you've got to understand, you know, these are businesswomen. These are women that, you know, have accepted this sort of intuitive, spiritual, fun path and gone along with the flow. I'm not saying they haven't dug their heels in it sometimes, you know, kicking and screaming on that path, right?
Right.
Sometimes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So first of all, tell everybody, what are the Akashic Records? And am I saying it right?
Yes. Patty has the better explanation, I think.
My favorite explanation, and there's many, so don't ever think that this is the final, first, and last word on it, but the Akashic dimension was created by spirit to be a place for us to interface with spirit. So we can take our lowly old human self in meditation form and come to this dimension and commune with the gods, as Jackie calls it, or commune with God, or commune with your higher self, any spiritual form that you can imagine is there. And the reason why that place was created was so that everything could be documented, everything potential was documented, everything that you started out and chickened out on is still there, hanging out, waiting for you to go, oh yeah, that was a good idea, maybe I'll try that again. Mm-hmm. And you've got your lifetimes, you've got the history of the universe, the history of the earth, you've got everything. So it's a place, A, for everything to be documented and kept in storage for us to peek into. And then we have a place where we are helped to evolve, nurture, and grow using all of that information to help us along our spiritual path.
Okay, so out there, like part of the title says, there is this library that we can go to and we can check out books on whatever we need to at different points. Is that the deal?
Yeah. You're heading, you have your own personal library is really more to the point. Each person has their own Akashic Record room. And it's really important that you understand that you go into your own room. I'm not going to go, I can't go into Lisa's room and muck around and change her world and change her life.
Steal my books.
Steal your books. Or more to the point, go into my husband's Akashic Record room and change his behavior to something that's maybe more pleasing to me. That's just doesn't happen. You can't do it. So it's you're going into your own record room. And if you think about it, you have a lot of experiences just in this lifetime. So let's pretend you don't even believe in past lives. Do you remember what you did in the fourth grade on June the 3rd? I don't.
No.
So the Akashic Records is really the record house, the storehouse of all of your experiences. Maybe on June the 3rd when you were in fourth grade and you cursed little Tommy for drawing on your backpack on the last day of school and just messing up your summer. And that might still be hanging out in your energy and messing with you. So you can go back to that point, change it, ask forgiveness of Tommy, forgive him. So you can go and change your past. They think the past is unchangeable and they are wrong. Mm. We can change the past and it has a domino effect into our future. So when you go into your Akashic Records, which is the, I call it the playground of the gods. I call it the place, like Patty says, that we interface with the divine. It is yours. It is your ultimate safe space.
Hmm.
So it's your special place. And then you can craft your future. You can do your intention work in there and do a lot of healing. And we go there all the time. It's another dimension, kind of like the sleep dimension.
Mm-hmm.
We go there all the time. And as a psychic, as a healer, as somebody who dreams, you go there all the time. It's okay.
So is there a cost for this library card?
All you have to do is be alive.
Okay. And take this in, you know, because I always sort of play the devil's advocate here of trying to understand all of this because I find it fascinating and think it's very cool. But do I have to belong to any, you know, belief pattern? Do I have to sit and meditate for hours to get there? I mean, how do we do this?
No, not at all. There is a representation or a different name for the Akashic Records in every spiritual path.
Oh.
So there's God's Book of Life. The Quran is considered the Akashic Records. There's Moses talks about God's Book. There's in Egypt, they talk about. There's in every path.
Even the Aquarian Gospel, which is more modern, they refer to the Book of Remembrances, which is the same thing as everything you did, God wrote down. Somebody wrote down for God to look at and judge you for it, for better or for worse.
And the word Akasha comes from the Sanskrit, so there's that huge belief in that in the Eastern philosophies. So in every spiritual path, in every cultural path, there is something. Even in different Native traditions, First Nation people, they talk about the record within the trees, that everything is recorded in the trees and the rocks. So there is a universal belief, and we're just going to use the most accepted, understood word right now, which is Akashic.
Yeah, which the Theosophical Society, and I thank myself for being able to say that, they made the Akasha or the Akashic Record term very popular. They brought a lot of philosophy over from the East and started to meld it in with the Western philosophies of spiritualism.
Okay, let's cut this down to like the nuts and bolts. There's someone listening and they really want to change their career path or start something different and they're feeling lost and they're not quite sure, you know, which way to turn. So what can they do like right now if they say, okay, I want to go to that library. How do I get there?
Sign up on our newsletter on the DIY Akashic Wisdom site, and then you get a free download of our first class, which has a meditation. So there's one. And then there's
one way, sure. Always marketing. Yeah. I love you.
And then you you be willing. Just be soft and be willing. You know that daydreamy time where, I mean, we're talking, you know, low maintenance here. I'm not buying a book. I'm not going to Google it.
You want to buy DIY, yeah. Akashic Wisdom.
Exactly. That's the first book I would recommend.
Yes.
Anyway. So if you just wanted just to be there in the least effort possible, just daydream.
Have to ask myself anything? I'm trying to get right mm-hmm. down to the list of things that we do.
Every question that comes into your mind.
Okay, so
it bounces off your Akashic records and comes back to you like a pebble in the pond, sends out the waves, and then the waves come back with your answer.
How is this different than meditating or praying?
It's not
a whole lot.
It's really, and that's what's so exciting. This is why I get all geeky about this. Everybody's in their Akashic records all the time. And when you go in there intentionally, when you go in there with a focus and an understanding of, I'm going in to get guidance, I'm going in to be an active co-creator in my life, then when you understand that and go in there with that intention, your answers come faster and clearer, and it helps you let go of some of this doubt that, I was just making that up. I was just mm-hmm. making that up. A lot of people, when we do that first trip into the Akashic Records and we take you into that place and you use your imagination, the Akashic Records uses your imagination and it uses the language of your experiences to communicate back to you. So it's your imagination is what paints the picture.
Ah,
so that's the first step, is your imagination. We dream everything into being. It's that word, dream, just like that.
Now, can we access them when we're driving in the car, when we're picking up our kids, when we're doing chores? I mean, can we access them if there are other outside stimuli happening?
Yeah, every time you're wondering or fantasizing or imagining an answer to your question, or just saying, well, what if?
So we should be a little more focused, because when there's outside stimuli, it's going to pull you away, right?
And if you're not focused, if you're just wandering through your mind or wandering through all your what ifs, it's pretty random. It's pretty soft. It's pretty like, I'm not sure. And that's when your doubt can shoot you down. But as Jackie said, when you are focused, you do your meditation, you go in on purpose, you say, I am going to my Akashic Records. I'm going to bring this question forward. I'm going to meet my guys. I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to ask them to bring the records forward for me to help me with this challenge. And then you follow through on
and
that.
And yes, you all have guides, and no, you don't need to know who they are.
they talk to you whether you know their name or whether you're
they
listening.
Don't care, right?
They don't
care.
They're often the disembodied voice.
Well, the reason why there's lots of Akashic Record books out there, and there's more and more as the Akashic Records have decided they want to be accessed. They want, we've evolved enough, if you want to look at it that way. So why our book is because we feel that there's so many ways. There's not any one way to approach this. So where Patty said, yes, maybe be a little more purposeful and having those quiet moments are critical for our own sanity even. But there's times when I am so in my own way, I block myself so well that it's those busy moments of driving my daughter to marching band or in the grocery store or rushing from one thing to the other, that I am not paying attention to those blocks, and that information can finally peek through because my attention is elsewhere.
I
have that aha moment. So it's so important that we all recognize our own way of experiencing it. We know now that there's a lot of different ways we learn. There's visual and audio and tactile and mm-hmm. emotional. So the spiritual world is exactly the same. So there's no one way. Any author, any teacher is going to teach you their way that works for them. Mm-hmm. So you pull the piece
that you want. It's a tasting a little bit at a time.
Yeah, what works for you.
And then you always have to build your own system.
Yeah.
Always.
And you know, that is a meditation, Jackie, when you're driving and you're grocery shopping, folding laundry. That is a meditation. That's a working meditation that keeps your ego busy, your mind busy, so that you can go on this little journey.
There's like ambient noise. Uh-huh, so it all becomes, white noise. And,
exactly.
And it allows you to go places.
Exactly. And that's one of the things I recommend for people who have trouble with meditating and they have focus problems or ADD or everything distracts them, or they're just hypersensitive to their environment and they can't get it quiet enough, or the quiet is too quiet, it distracts them. I say do a working meditation where you are folding laundry or you're washing the floor or you're doing something really, really mundane that doesn't require you to really focus on it to do something that you just routine.
When I'm having big problems, I go get yarn.
Nice.
I'm not making anything nice. It needs to be a square. It needs to be a repetitive pattern. I've got lots of washcloths.
I thought maybe you just played with it like a cat or something.
No, I just, I crochet because it just, when I need to dispel the energy.
Right.
I collect that energy and I need to get it out of myself.
And so everybody needs to understand, this isn't a real technical book, right? This is, that's why it's DIY, which in case nobody knows, that's do it yourself. Unless it means anything else that you ladies
do it yourself.
Do it yourself. Akashic wisdom. Access the library of your soul. Because sometimes when people hear words that are, ooh, that's kind of mystical. I don't know if I'm going to like this. It'll be too difficult. This is very down to earth. I mean, you can hear, you know, Patty and Jackie here, and they sound very down to earth. This is the kind of language you're going to get in the book. And that's why that one statement made me laugh about dismissing sounds like too much work, too rigid, too lofty. And it's just very down to earth talking about all of this. So if you want to sort of check out a little bit about what this all means, about where you are in your life right now and where you're supposed to go to next, this would be a great way to start it out. And I like what you brought up about, you know, these are your Akashic records. People don't go milling through your stuff and changing things without, you know, your knowledge. Can you each give us an example of the last time you went into your records and what they revealed to you?
The last time I went into my records, I wanted to find out why my husband and I kept butting heads and struggling with each other. I thought it was a legitimate thing to look at because we were going to do happily ever after, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was shown lifetime after lifetime where he was in my life in a really important way, and he kept trying to make up for the past and then show me that he really does love me unconditionally, no matter what I do or no matter how mad I continued to be at him, even for reasons I don't even remember anymore. And when I came out of that meditation, I looked at him and like, he really does love me, and I can stop being mad at him now. He's in it for the long haul. I can trust him.
And are things going well?
Things are going much better now.
Excellent.
Because a lot of the fighting and stuff is kind of my problem, my contribution, my attitude. You know,
No.
All right now.
I really, I thought I was perfect and he was all wrong. But, you know, you learn, right?
See, look at that. I love that. You're being very open about the fact of what happened in there, even though that was tough for you to deal with and to accept.
It was a little embarrassing, of course. I had to admit that I wasn't perfect.
Oh, my. All right, when's the last time you visited?
For myself?
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to, when you do Akashic Record readings, which Patty and I both do, to focus on helping other people get into their records and forget that maybe you need a little tune-up.
Mm.
So my most recent journey into there, it was really to address my own issues around food and weight and exercise, and which it's been a lifelong thing for me. And so when I went in there and I started working on this, I'm like, oh, for the love of Pete, I'm going again and I'm looking at the same thing. And why is this not done? Haven't I done this enough? And then when I went in this last time to look at it, what I saw is that I'm exactly who I need to be.
Mm.
I'm exactly who I need to be, and what is my problem? So I really had done a lot of work to get to that internal spiritual mirror, shall we say, where mm-hmm. I can see the beauty of myself and then say, oh, now I understand the rest of it. I understand right. Now when I'm not eating correctly, I should say eating in a less than healthy way or feeling very sedentary or I realize what it is. It's sabotage, and I can feel the sabotage, and I'm addressing it in a different way. None of it is, it's not a magic pill, and we all look for that. Mm-hmm. These are moments of healing as you peel all this stuff back. And usually people with weight issues, we definitely look for that magic pill because we think, well, I've worked out twice. I should be back to a size 10. I mean, is this not enough? And so we're really looking for that quick fix because that's what we're trying to fix with food or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm dealing with my own addictions there, and that it's just a journey, and it can become very, you feel very naked when you go in there. So thank goodness they're yours. And but you don't have to do it alone. So Patty and I team up a lot when we go into our Akashic records, right? We work with people so that, it's so easy to trick yourself when you're going into your own records to say, oh, that's enough. I think we've hit enough. And then when you have a partner in there, they go, no, there's stuff underneath there. You want to look at the stuff underneath there?
Okay, you bring up a really good point. If someone's listening to this and says, I am just too terrified of trying to go into my own records, can they contact you to have a little help in checking out the correct books and things like that? Is that what you provide?
Yeah, we do provide a healing service and as your human guide into the Akashic Records. You get your spirit guides in there, and they'll talk to you and help you, but it's really easy to ignore them when you're by yourself, you know? But when someone else is with you, it's like, no, I heard that.
Right, because you're like, ooh, pretty, look over here, and you're not really paying attention to the real stuff.
Oh, yeah, oh, no, I didn't hear that.
Or better yet, I don't see that block.
I don't see anything.
Yeah, because some people might do that. Okay, well, I'm trying to go in here, and I don't know if I'm here, and...
Oh, we have a whole chapter on the resistance. Being resistant.
Yeah, and the first thing, if you decide you're going to go into your Akashic Records, and you can simply focus on your heart chakra.
Which is what color?
Green.
Excellent.
She passed the test.
Oh, thanks. So you focus on your heart chakra on the color green and say, I would like to see the door into my Akashic Record room. And you see it and you go in. That's as complicated as it needs to be.
Right.
And then if you go in and you can't see anything, I want you to reach your hand up, maybe swirl it around a little until you find that string, pull it, and the light will come on.
Da 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 da.
Yeah. And remember they said this all comes about from our imagination. We all have that. Mm-hmm. So don't say, you know, I don't see a door or I can't. You can. You absolutely
Everybody
can. Everybody sees the door.
Everyone sees the door.
This is DIY Akashic Wisdom, Access the Library of Your Soul. We've got Jackie Smith and Patty Shaw. And the lovely ladies, Jackie and Patty, said it's okay if we do our RL3, which it didn't matter because we're going to do it anyways. RL3 is at the end where we ask you three silly questions to let people know a little bit more about you. And so here we go. Are you ready? Can you see me flipping through my pages going, oh, where is it? Oh, it's behind me. Thank God you're here. What would I do without you? All right, here we go, ladies. First question. What one CD, TV show, or movie could you watch or listen to for 2 weeks straight?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You?
TV show would be Pride and Prejudice A&E version. BBC version.
Oh, my. She's going to go there. How nice. I didn't know you had that side to you.
Oh, yes, she does.
Wow.
I love all the Jane Austen fanfic.
I never picked you as that. That's awesome. I love learning new things about people. Here we go with question number two. Who was the last person to break your heart?
I would have to say it's a former best friend.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Former answers any all questions that we would have about that, everybody.
For me, of course, it was an ex before I got married. There was someone else.
Oh.
And he broke my heart.
And so you could go into your records and go, okay, I understand why that happened now. And
I've done a lot of healing on that.
Mm-hmm. Get their side of the story.
We got to talk, sister, because I had the same thing. I'm looking right at Jackie going, I definitely get that. And you know what's really interesting is I'm thinking that when I ask this third one, I'm going to get the same answer, but I'm not sure. Because this is where we do our fun fantasy name. Some people call it other names. I'm calling it fantasy name. And that's where you take the name of the very first pet you ever had, and then you marry it with the street that you grew up on. And then we're going to take that an extra step and say, what occupation would that fantasy name have? So your very first pet, along with the street you grew up on, what would the name be?
Well, I debate on which street I grew up on because I was half in Detroit and half in Grosse Pointe. So, but the one that's a little more fun is Fuji Stout.
Fuji Stout.
And I think she's a beer taster.
Yes, she is. You go, Fuji Stout. And how about you?
Well, being older, we had a pet before Fuji, and it's Susie. Susie Stout.
Hi, Susie Stout. And what would Susie Stout do?
The Stout Sisters.
I think she would serve Fuji the beer.
I love that. Well, it's been an absolute joy to talk to both of you. I knew this was going to be a fun interview, and I can't wait for everybody to check out and explore what these Akashic Records are. I mean, I've heard of them before, and even me, who's into all this stuff, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go now. I want to find out more about this. DIY, Akashic Wisdom, Access the Library of Your Soul, Jackie Smith, Patty Shaw. Best way for people to get a hold of you is?
through our website, DIYAkashicWisdom.com, and it's linked to all of our other websites, too.
You can also find it on Facebook. And then if you're curious, you can also look us up on CoventryCreations.com, because that's our day job.
That's your day, which, of course, probably you accessed in your Akashic records about the fact that you should be doing this.
I'm sure.
These ladies are just inspiring, and I love the way that you guys approach this. It makes it very accessible to everybody, and it's not all woo-woo flighty up in here.
Bring it down to earth. Definitely.
DIY, Akashic Wisdom, Jackie Smith, Patty Shaw, thank you so much for
being
here.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
All right. And don't forget, everybody, to like my page, Intuitive You. That's on Facebook. Appreciate it. Have a great day.